is Raylan Allen. I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com. And today we are going to have a Rumor Mill News agent here with me on Rumor Mill News Radio. We are going to be talking about Morgellons. And our Morgellon expert is Crystal River. Crystal River has been living with Morgellons somewhere around 30 to 35 years. And I'm going to introduce her right now, and I'm going to let her tell you what Morgellons is. So welcome, Crystal River.
Hello, Raylan. How are you?
I am just fine. And what is Morgellons?
The best we can say, and I think everyone's come to this conclusion, even though there's a lot of disagreement on a lot of things, that it's an organic combination with an inorganic. And, I mean, if people remember that microbiology is nanotechnology, and that, I mean, it's just once it gets down to that really smaller level where it starts doing some crazy things. But I will be posting a link on the website to that they can go to and really research this so they can understand that part of it better.
Well, I know a lot of people, you know, there's such wild theories out, and so many people say it's like Star Trek's Borg, where people who have Morgellons are being turned into the Borg. But, you know, I just want to get off the subject for just a second. Newsflash. One of our Illinois agents just posted that she's unable to get through on any phone in the Cook, Will, and DuPage County area codes. Her husband says that somebody is controlling the phone lines during the crisis in upstate Illinois. You know, the governor was just arrested by Patrick Fitzgerald, U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald. What in the world are they holding the governor on? What kind of deal are they going to make with him if he rats out someone? Who could he rat out? He could rat out Barack Obama. And we just don't know what's going on up there in Chicago right now. Evidently, the phone lines are so jammed that nobody can get through to find out anything. So, Crystal River, I know that you have had Morgellons for at least 30 years. Can you tell me how you first discovered it?
I was living by a sewage plant, and I'm pretty sure that was the culprit. I had just recently had a child, and I became very ill. And I just started going way downhill. My first things that I recognized, I think you compared to what the mycoplasma does. I lost tons of weight, 20-some pounds. And I only weighed 80-something to begin with, so I was basically a stick walking with dark circles under my eyes. And, you know, I'd go to the bathroom, didn't know where to go with that part because it was coming out of both ends. So it was pretty awful. And then when I finally started, you know, showing up the sores and all of that, the first of it, I dealt with it myself. I didn't go to many doctors at first because I think because I was so sick. Isn't that weird? Too sick to go to the doctors. But, yeah, so, I don't know, on the sore.
And when you did go to a doctor, what did the doctor tell you? What was the first thing the doctor said?
Okay, the first doctor I went to, he stated to me, I explained to him, I said, you know, I had this fiber. I had something in my arm. I had taken tweezers, went down to grab it out, pull it out, and it pulled back inside. And when it pulled back inside, it wrapped around the top part of my arm really hard and dropped me to my knees. And there was black sweat pouring out of my face.
Oh, my God.
And the doctor said, what the hell has the damn government done now?
Oh, what an enlightened doctor.
Yes, at first. For a couple years, that's what he thought. And then I don't know what happened. But interesting, last night I did have a conversation with someone who said there is quite a group of people in Utah that have Morgellons.
And that was where you were living by the sewage plant?
That was where I was living, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, were there anybody else? Did you have any friends or anyone in your area that had this?
Not showing as I did. The endocrine system is where it hits. And mm-hmm. around the, I walked the neighborhood where I lived, and everyone, all, especially the women and children that had these bumps on them. And the bumps, rotated around the body, and they would, you know, they would start at your, shoulder, go down to your breast, down to your stomach, then your, around your hip area, then down behind the knee, down to the ankle, and then start up the other side. And they would do this mm-hmm. for months. I went to the public health office and explained that to him, and he told me, well, maybe it's a spider. I said, I don't think so. Actually, that wasn't what I said wasn't very nice at all. I was very angry. I had two little girls, and I was very concerned for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did attempt to fight them. I wrote letters to the editor. I made calls to the tune of, I mean, at that time, you didn't get the calling plan where you could pay $25 and have all the free calls. My phone bill was $700 for, you know, calling every which way. There was no internet. So it had to be research material that I would find at the library that you couldn't take out. So it was very constricted on what I could actually do.
Yeah, especially in those days, you know, you had to make copies. Sometimes the libraries charged you 25 cents a page.
Exactly, and I did have quite a bit of information, and I did have something that I learned actually when I came to work at Rumor Mill, what they did to me. They came in and scooped up all my material. A woman called me and said, oh, what you've been going through, doing it all by yourself. Oh, honey. And I was crying, and because I was just so overwhelmed. Here I am, 22, with a new baby and a four-year-old, and attempting to battle this. And in comes this woman, and I think, oh, my word, I'm going to have some help. And there was a gentleman that was working at a sewage plant, and he'd given me information. It was papers on OSHA and different things that were going on with this company. And so I had all this documentation. And this woman comes in, and she was speaking to both of us. And she takes that whole pile of documents, but we never saw her again.
And I want to tell every single person who's got a story like this, this is exactly the way people work. There are professionals who are hired by big corporations to go out, pretend to be, you know, the dumb neighbor from down the road. They infiltrate your movement. They become your best friend. That happened to me when I was, when my husband Gunter was in prison. I had pneumonia. Gunter had just been given open heart surgery. They expected to kill him. When they brought him back to the prison or to the jail, they threw him in a jail that was covered with urine and feces and gave him a bucket full of dirty water. I mean, this is a man right out of open heart surgery. And they made him clean this. And here I am with pneumonia. I can hardly do anything. And guess what? A woman came in pretending to be my best friend in the whole world to try to help me with all of this. And what she did is she just screwed up everything to the point that hardly anything could be done. And finally, someone else came in, a friend, a close friend, and threw her out. But I had literally wasted 2 or 3 days in which Gunter could have been dead during that time. So I know how the government does this. And, yes, she was a long-time State Department covert operative. People don't understand that the State Department has an intelligence unit exactly like the CIA, and they've got all sorts of undercover operatives going around doing things for the government, but also hiring themselves out, you know, to the highest corporation. And it sounds to me like that lady that came in and took those papers from you is exactly one of those people.
Exactly. Exactly. She knew exactly what she was doing. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for her, I would have probably gotten someplace. But she totally rerouted the direction I was going. It was it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking.
So you told me about your symptoms, that you had this fiber coming out, this wire coming out. What are some of the other symptoms? I mean, what if people in our listening audience have some really weird things going on to them, but they don't have any idea what it is? What are symptoms of Morgellons?
Okay. some of the first things, okay, I'll give you some classic things. The classic things are the fibers and oil and all of those kinds of things. I think most people have read about that. We also have what's called, if we want to get to into the strange and unusual, just so everyone doesn't feel like a freak when this is happening to them, and that is, we have what's called electrical foo. That's what we've termed it. You can't operate. You go to operate the TV, and you sit down, you change the channel, then the channel changes itself back, or the TV shuts off, or it just totally goes bonkers. You get up to turn on the washer won't work. The dishwasher won't work. Then your husband walks in, and he walks through and does them all. And this isn't just, this goes on, that period went on, I would say, for, good, at least 6 months.
There was something within you that was sending out some sort of electrical signal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And it can be, it's just weird. I mean, you walk into a room, lights go on, lights go off. You drive under like when you're going down the street in a car, and the light above you, the stoplights will go on and off. It's just the street lights. It's just absolutely crazy. It's crazy, and it's crazy making. And then, and that's, okay, that's minimal as far as, it's distressing and it's frustrating. But when the people that, I think, now I didn't have this happen. And the reason I don't think I had this part happen was that I was not in a place that was very humid. I live in Utah. It's a drier condition there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I know there was one doctor, and I've been looking for his name, and I cannot find the article, but he stated that he just felt that people on the coast were the biggest whiners. Okay, and I looked at that and I thought, what a horrible statement for him to make, to say about these people. But because what they had was their bodies are producing bugs out of their body. They're getting different bug parts, whole flies are coming out.
Oh my God, disgusting.
It's just gross. Can you imagine? And then they've also got fungus and tree leaves, these kinds of things coming out of their bodies. So, it would just be frightening.
I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine. She passed away several years ago. But she came to visit me, and she walked in. I had the television on. The television blew out. And I just figured it was my television. It was old. She walks into another room where I've got the stereo on. The stereo fries. Every single electrical appliance and equipment that I had in my house was dead by the time she left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was probably Morgie.
And the next thing that happened to her is she had a stroke, a very bad stroke, and eventually died of it. It took her a long time to die, but she did eventually die of it.
How long ago was that?
About 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, see, this is probably all in that time frame. I think there are so many things that are occurring that people are pointing at all of these new diseases. And I'm going, I don't think there's all these new diseases. There's something they put out there that depending on your DNA and who it hits, it reacts in a certain way.
And so you are saying that it only, first of all, you're saying it can be passed on in families.
Yeah.
But I think you also said that you have to have a certain DNA or you're not going to get attacked at all. Is that correct?
Well, this, let me tell you this, okay? Because this is, we have gone on the precipice that, that those of us that are showing the symptoms have this condition called Morgellons, okay? And more I am thinking what ours is symptoms. Our bodies are actually pushing it out, okay? Then that shows me that all those people in that, just like, okay, let's take the case I've already explained in that sewage, in that area, in that subdivision, all those people with the stuff going through the endocrine system, then what theirs is staying there. It's not leaving. It's in their body.
So in other words, you think that all of us have it, but
yes,
the Morgellon people are the people whose bodies are fighting it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Exactly.
Folks,
go ahead.
If you, don't have, if you don't have the symptoms Crystal River is talking about, don't think that you're the one of the lucky ones. You might be one of the ones that the government has completely taken over, and just wait until they flip the switch.
Exactly. Exactly. And why I'm keep going at it like I am. I know Clifford Carnicom has run blood tests, and I mean, he has that posted over on his site, and everybody he's tested is showing this, some strange anomalies in their blood. And he's going, you know, and this is across state lines, different people, different families, and not people that don't have any symptoms at all.
Wonderful.
So something is going on.
Okay, what's the gossip on the Morgellons line? What do people think is going on?
We think that this has to do with transhumanism. Basically, where we've come back to, I mean, everybody that's done the research, we all end up back to Project Paperclip, the end of World War II, all the scientists being brought over, and something happened then. And it's, I think it what was started in their testing over there that they brought over, and they have continued on.
And do you think they're trying to, when you say transhuman, that to me means half human, half machine.
Exactly.
Or is it half human, half alien?
Could it be all of the above?
You know, we've got a guest on the line. So guest, would you like to join in the conversation?
Oh, I'm just trying to bite my tongue, but yeah, there's a few things that could be included with the Crystal River statement.
Well, please go ahead.
Well, yeah, there is some of it is alien bacteria. Others are a nanotechnology that's more referred to as the morgues with a living host sheathing the technology inside of itself, so that it's missed by a lot of blood testing, but they have an organic sheath around them, like living tissue. Okay?
Agreed.
Oh, amazing. Do you have a radio on in the background or a television or something?
Oh, I got the show going on, sorry.
Oh, okay. Because I can hear
delay.
This wonderful thing in the background.
Okay.
Well, are you also a Morgellon sufferer?
Yeah, it's been a long-term condition where our father was part of the Korean conflict, and he had all the symptoms that I'm suffering through now, and I figured it was transmissible then, or I figured that out way back when I was very young, and he died very young at 55 from congestive heart failure and all sorts of related problems.
You know, I swear to God, my husband also died of congestive heart failure, Agent Orange. I swear to God, our soldiers, they don't just give the 4 to 8 years that they give while they're wearing the uniform.
They give their life.
They give their entire lives, and I believe that part of the VA's responsibility is to follow all of these people and follow the various experiments that the government has been carrying out on these people. And so, caller, whoever, whatever they gave your father, I'm fairly sure that, they kept track of him the entire time.
I also think the MMR, the triple jab situation, sets a protein structure in place from
what
a...
What is that? I don't know what that is you're talking about.
The triple jab, measles, mumps, rubella.
Oh, okay.
And the triple jab sets a protein structure in place that allows it's a biochemical type of warfare now that we're faced with the chemtrails, that you've got that protein marker that sets off a time sequence, apparently, in some instances where you reach a certain age, and then I think it's a tandem, it's a trinary weapon.
Exactly, exactly. Like kind of like a Russian doll effect, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
It's just sitting and waiting to take effect.
So we're waiting. It's sort of like we've been set up, and all they have to do is release one thing into the atmosphere, and we're all gone.
Exactly.
Right, because the chemtrail, the nanomorgs cannot work by itself. It works on a weak electric field that has to be set up in the first place, and I think the protein markers from the triple jab were part of that connection.
You know, it's so funny. We've just got so many things that are going on. And I want to bring up autism right at the moment. Do either of you two see any connection between Morgellons and autism.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You do?
I'm borderline autistic.
Okay, well, I could have told people that. No, caller, I'm kidding.
I just don't bounce off the walls like I used to now that I take the ImmuneXT.
Oh, what a great ad for the MUXT.
Well,
MUXT. Let me tell you, it saved my life.
Well, because it gives the plant protein structure that your body's craving that the nanomorgs is always depleting to feed itself.
Oh my gosh, I never thought about that, but that is exactly right. You'll have to write an article for us on that so I can put it up on Rumor Mill.
Sure.
And What about you, the Crystal River? You were just about to say something about the connection between autism and Morgellons.
Well, I do. I mean, I see it in children. Actually, right now I have, we'd adopted another child, and I see some different signs in her. I mean, I don't know if it's autism or ADD a little bit more. I don't, you know, they put all these little tag names on it. And I think it's pretty much all the same thing. I also believe the mercury in the vaccines is very dangerous. And,
oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, take care of your kids, people.
I know. I I'm an ordained minister. I'm actually a bishop, and I really feel like starting a nationwide church, and our tenets are no vaccines.
That's
and,
a
you know,
good idea.
Make it so big that there's a whole bunch of other tenets I would have, too, because we've got to literally fight fire with fire. And as long as religions are still legal in the United States, and who knows how long that's going to be, we need to use, you know, all the weapons that we have at hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, caller, what do you think causes Morgellons? I've asked Crystal River, what do you think causes Morgellons?
Well, a lot of the processed foods bring your body, your immune system completely down so that it works on a lower frequency level that the morgues and nanotech work at. That also makes you more susceptible to a lot of other things that are coming over the microwaves, like you tend to say, that's your Freudian slip that you know something's bombarding you all the time.
You know, I am absolutely certain that you are absolutely correct.
Your body's speaking out.
I'm forever calling the Micro Effect Radio Network the Microwave Radio Network, and it's because I know that I have been used in government experiments, and I did have a microwave trained on my head. And I swear to God, that may be what wore down my immune system to the point that I almost die of meningitis every now and then. Hey, you two, hang on, because the music has started. I got to go sweep out this country store a little bit. But we will be back on RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the MicroEffect.com radio network.
Working for the company store. Working for the company store. Don't need a vote, won't need a union. Working for the company
talking about Morgellons. And while we were on break, I pulled up, I put Morgellons in Google, and there are only 314,000 articles on them. Interestingly enough, exactly 314,000. Not 314,121. Exactly 314,000. Almost like they said, well, we got to make people think that, you know, there's enough articles out there, but I don't want to go over 314,000.
Well, there used to be more than that. There used to be over half a million.
They keep
disappearing. And it's crazy. Sometimes I'll go on, there'll be 31,000, and then the next second, within minutes, I'll put it up, and like you said, there'll be 316,000.
That's amazing. I just noticed that the Mayo Clinic has their own page on it.
Yes, they do. They've had that for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm just reading from the MayoClinic.com Health Morgellons page. And it says, Morgellons disease is mysterious and controversial. Here you'll find answers to common questions about Morgellons disease and suggestions for coping with it. Do you think it's fairly accurate? Have you read it recently?
I haven't read it recently, and so then you've caught me off guard on that.
What is amazing, there's a question, how long has Morgellons disease been around? And they are saying in 1674, English physician and writer Sir Thomas Brown used the term Morgellons disease to describe black hairs emerging from childhood skin lesions. Today, the Morgellons Research Foundation doesn't claim that the disorder described by Brown is the same one, but they are using that term.
It's really interesting. The whole thing is fascinating. We have a... there is a gene called CCR Delta 32 that is the people that have this. They don't have the plague. They didn't get the plague way back when during this time you're speaking of now.
Yes.
We don't get AIDS. But we do get Morgellons. But if you consider that if Morgellons is something, if it's just being pushed, our body's pushing it out. Maybe it's a security for that as well. I mean, if you look at it, I think the body puts up one heck of a fight before it's over, you know, before, I don't know. I don't know if it's over. I still have it. I'm still fighting it.
I'm still fighting it. The purge is through, it comes out of my eyes in little crystal form.
And that's the hardest part. Those crystals, they're miserable. They hurt. It's like hot glass coming through.
Right. That's right. Right in the corners of the eyes, out of the tear ducts. Mine is situated into my lymphatic system in my sinuses.
Oh, my God, that must be horrible for you. What happens when you blow your nose?
It doesn't affect the sinuses that much. It's actually draining all the time, trying to keep it cleaned out. That's what
As I said, I Googled Morgellons, and the second one down is an article by Jeff Rentz, and I went in, and there was a link in there to photographs. And I am looking at a photograph of a woman who has red sores, round red sores, all over her. And I can remember I went to school with a girl that looked like this all the time, and everybody told us that she just picked her skin.
God. And that's horrible. This is where the delusion of parasites came in. And
right.
These poor people, what can you do? How can you fight that? It was put out there. It was put out there to get our credibility before we walked out the door with it. That's what happened. I mean, this is done all the time in the government. You know that, Raylan.
Believe me, I could write a book on what the government... In fact, I could write an encyclopedia on what the government does to us. What is really extraordinary is this is the image sequence of the Morgellon patient where they draw the pencil around the wound, and then they go in and magnify it, and they just keep going in and in and in. And this sore... It just looked like a sore that somebody had been picking away at. You go into it and you start seeing the fibers, and it almost looks like electrical wire that is coming out of this woman.
I think that is closer to the truth right there. And I do have to I want to reference something here because I think some of this is so important. There was, at the New Morgellons Newberg Allen's order site. There used to be. It is not there anymore, so you'll have to take my word for it. You can ask other people. They've seen the video as well. A gentleman who had sores all over his body, and he became paralyzed, okay? And the sores were continuing to form and push outside of his body. And he couldn't move. He couldn't have made those sores. And we're not talking about bed sores. We're talking about where his body is open to the air. So this, they were just happening. They were pushing. This happens. It just comes from the inside out. And you, some, okay, granted, once it's pushing out, when some of the crystals are coming out, it feels better if you can pull them out because they hurt. They're so, so painful. It's like a piece of hot glass, as I stated before. And I just really think that's important because this DOP thing, this, we picked ourselves, this is so wrong. And it's cruel. I mean, what can you do? People just end up just hiding. They hide in their homes.
Oh, it is just, it's just amazing. Truly, you know, 40, 50 years ago when this girl was one of my classmates, we just, you know, we thought she was too diseased to even be around, you know? And naturally, nobody had any idea what was wrong with her. How old do Morgellon's people live? I mean, that woman, literally, I mean, she could have had gangrene or anything. She just had open sores all over her body. Anything could have come in and infected her body to kill her. So I doubt very seriously if she lived very long.
Well, you know, and I think it depends on, now I don't want to say, oh, it's what I do to keep myself healthy. I don't want to imply that it's just me. I think because there is a DNA factor here that's going on, I mean, and there's so many variables. You can, it could be something in your DNA that could make it worse for you. It could be something in your environment, something you have no control over. You could be doing all the right things, and still get very ill with this, or, you know, and keep having to combat it. I do, you know, I do believe I myself, people wouldn't know I had it unless I told them. I do have breakouts on occasion, and, you know, and but I do have different things I do for those breakouts. I probably tend to stay more inside more when I have those things, but you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know I had.
What do you do for yourself?
I want to say this. This is for all the ladies out there that have, because you go to put makeup on this stuff and you can't cover it up, okay, because it doesn't adhere.
Right.
This is what I did, okay? I took chamomile flowers, okay, which has, it will go after the fungal component of this. There is a fungal component. It is not all just fungus. And, but if you, I steeped that so it was very strong. And I would put it in a bottle and keep it in my fridge because you don't want it to go bad. And when I went to put my makeup on, you sponge it on your face and on the sore part. And then you take and you put a layer of aloe vera on. Okay? Now you have to let the aloe dry. And then you take and you mix your makeup with the aloe vera. Okay? And you can actually cover it and nobody will see it.
That's extraordinary.
And people have just, they've raved about this. I mean, it took me weeks to come up with it. Of experimenting.
Yeah. you need your own blog spot so everybody can go there and learn from all of the secrets that you have learned over the years. What about colloidal silver or some of the colloidal silver creams that are out?
I can tell you, on all this stuff, on all these helps, okay, I believe the silver can be good. I would be careful about which brand I get. And with everything, I say moderation is the key. And with Morgellons, because you're dealing with something, it's kind of like dealing with what you would call a challenging, you would call a difficult child or a challenging child. It keeps changing. And every time it changes, because something that works today and next week and next month won't continue to work. You have to keep changing your approach.
Absolutely.
Okay? Sometimes you can come back, and I think it has to do with the frequency level of all these different things. Everything is frequency. And so, you know, it's like, okay, and that gets back to the Borg concept.
Right.
And on Star Trek, and they would target these Borg with a frequency, and at first it would knock them down, and by the second or third try, it wouldn't knock them down. They had to change it to a different frequency. Okay, that's that same concept, because everything has frequency. I say, once you put it to this thought process, you can start to understand how to better combat it.
And so then, in other words, it's almost like it's intelligent.
It is absolutely intelligent. It has an intelligence.
It's parasitical.
It is parasitical and has an intelligence, yes.
Do you, either of you, feel that you are ever being influenced by it?
Go ahead. Do you want to go there first? Do you want me?
I don't know. Let's see. I used to be. Everything you described about a man being in bed and sores and so forth, I used to have relief of that in my youth. I was a swimmer. I've got water washing me off all the time.
Right.
But there's all that chlorine, so.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, do you ever have thoughts in your head that aren't your thoughts, and you wonder if it is coming from these filaments that are...
Absolutely. In fact, okay, but, you know, and this is where the crossover comes. This is where it gets all twisted in my mind, and I'm not sure what is what, because I think many things are... Well, you know, and are many things occurring, or is it just one thing?
Right.
I do know that one other woman I spoke with, this thing told me that I was broken and it was going to fix me. Okay, that is real interesting, powerful statement, okay?
In other words, the Morgellon said, you are broken.
Yes.
Here, embrace me. I will fix you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not the only person that it's said that thing to, so that it's made that statement to.
I wonder what's part of our DNA structure that's going to fix. A good part or a bad part? What part is broken?
There you go. Right there.
What if it's going to create that third helix that some people are saying, that we were supposed to have a triple helix, not just a double helix?
Okay, you know, and this is where I get caught up, because this word, it was coming to everybody the other day, a lemmings, where everybody's just walking off down and going to drop into the ocean. You know how the animals do in the Arctic, and the lemmings just follow because there's so many of them, and they're going for food, and they just keep, because there's no place to go, so they just fall off.
Right.
Looking for this idea and this thought, thinking this is going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go ahead.
But I didn't authorize this repair.
Exactly. I didn't authorize this repair, and I will make one statement here that I questioned it, okay? Because I figure, okay, you're so smart, let's have a Q&A. And I asked you the question, I do not remember the question exactly, but it was to the point, I asked it about love. I don't remember the exact way I phrased it, but I asked it about love. It completely shut up, would not answer, would not reply.
Oh,
at that point, I decided, you're nothing to do with me.
Yeah. You know, I just pulled up an article from Popular Mechanics, and I was going to make the comment. I said, how much can you believe an article in Popular Mechanics when, the brother or the son or whatever of Michael Chertoff is one of the managing editors? And so I looked down to find out who wrote the article, Benjamin Chertoff.
Oh, absolutely. That was the most outlandish article I had ever, one of the most outlandish articles I'd read. I mean, it was awful.
It starts out showing the back of a man who is just covered in tattoos. And it's sort of like, you know, they put up this image thinking, oh, well, all the people that have Morgellons are just, you know, undesirables like this guy. And he says, Miles Lawrence, a landscaper, was supposed to be packing for a road trip to Vegas when he noticed his finger tingling. He stared in disbelief as little spiny things sprouted out of the skin where he'd just removed a splinter. He grasped one of the spines with tweezers and pulled. Instantly, a bolt of pain shot up his arm. He tugged on another one, and the pain snaked up his neck. And the really creepy part began. It felt like little bugs under the skins. I freaked out. Oh, my gosh, isn't it wonderful to start off an article like that?
Well, exactly. And that they put the meth people. A lot of the Morgellons videos out there, you go, they'll have the Morgellons videos, and then they'll have one on meth users. And it's too imprint in the public's mind that these are the drug users of society. These like you, as you said, the undesirables. And
That's
so
right.
Don't worry about them.
That's right. It is just amazing. Well, what have either of you done in the years that you've had it that has had the most success in making you get your health back?
Girls first.
You know, I think it's an all out approach. You have to look at your body. You know, you're just not a body. You have your mind and your spirit, and you have to. I look at this thing that it was attacking my whole self, and so I built every part of myself up. So, you know, and then I found that if I didn't attack, rather than attacking the organism, okay, rather than doing that, I just built up my immune system, my mind, my body, my spirit. I have a lot of laughter, a lot of joy, that this has helped me to at least be able to live with it.
You know, it's really amazing because the immune the immune XT that we were referring to when I turned a bunch of my friends onto it because it had been so incredibly successful for me. And if you want to find out about it, go over to the Rumor Mill News and you'll see a great big huge immune XT banner right on the front page.
Especially the tonic.
And the tonic too. Yeah, you really do need to take both of them. That's Urec. My girlfriend only took the Immune XT, and the thing that she noticed was parasites in the toilet. And I asked Anthony Urec about it, and he said, well, Immune XT builds up your immune system that, you know, to such a degree that it's going to push out anything, that isn't supposed to be in your body. And, caller, I know you're on both of them. You're on Immune XT and on Urec. So what have you seen have you seen anything being pushed out of your body or?
Well, I'm more of a pragmatic type of guy. I want meat. I was trying to eat so much meat I was starving all the time.
Uh huh.
And that's the body trying to feed them little parasites, basically.
Yes.
And so once I increased the meat, the animal protein levels, all different proteins, and boy, it started feeling better. But then that was before I tried the Immune XT and the tonic. And now I'm not starving anymore by taking the Immune XT and JC tonic.
Okay.
So I don't feel starving. I'm not feeling hungry all the time to replenish what's being depleted from the parasitical structure.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, being depleted. What about you, Crystal River? Do you have a feeling of being hungry all the time?
I think because I'm on such a regimen of vitamins and herbs.
Uh-huh.
And exercise, I've always taken because I don't eat red meat, I take a high protein, a whey protein.
Yes.
And I, you know, it's always been, you know, the more expensive type proteins that are better, more accessible to the body. That's what I've been focusing on, especially since meat has just never been my thing.
I'm one of those Celtics that Kevin Courtois talked about.
And what are those Celtics? What are those type of Celtics?
That eating mostly a animal protein diet.
Oh, okay.
To bring up the ferocity of their genetic makeup.
You know, I can believe that. I can believe that certain human beings were literally bred, inbred, and they do require more of the animal protein.
That's my genetics. I have to.
Now, what about, you know, I'm on Cliff Carnicom's page, and he's got this Aerosol Operation Crimes and Cover-Ups. What is this whole aerosol connection to Morgellons? And when we're talking about aerosol, we're talking about chemtrails. And many, many years ago, you know, probably back in 1998, I put up an article about aerosol vaccines. And I said, the government is getting ready to, this was before anybody had ever heard of chemtrails. And I said, these aren't chemtrails, they're aerosol vaccines. And I put up the patents and everything, and I just said, our government thinks they're going to be doing something nice for us. You know, since when has our government ever done anything nice for us? And what they're going to be doing is vaccinating us through chemtrails. Now, what do you think is going on in the chemtrails, and what's the connection to, you know, to Morgellons?
I think it's they're multifaceted. I do think there is, you know, whether a lot of people are speaking of the depopulation theory. We know that there, when the chemtrails come, a lot of people get sick. The doctor's offices fill up. The hospitals fill up.
Yeah.
This stuff is, I make phone calls and I'm verifying things. Also, my husband's also a firefighter, so I hear, he has caught his little radio on, so I've heard that. Watch the skies and listen.
You know what is so amazing is when the fires were going on, somebody who I respect said that they were dropping things into the, you know, from the planes, and that, you know, a whole bunch of people were going to be dying, you know, within a few weeks. Well, anyway, what is really amazing is this jagged brownish-yellow cloud came across my sky. I immediately came down with a cold that was so bad. You know, I couldn't talk. I could barely breathe. You know, I think I was taking about 4 Immunex T for about 3 days, and I got rid of it. But during those 3 days, you know, I live in an old folks' center, you know, senior village. And, you know, we have ambulances here all the time because people are dying all the time. There must have been 6 ambulances a day or more.
Wow.
You know, the sirens just kept going and going and going and going. And I swear to God, whatever that yellow or brown cloud was, reacted with some of us so badly that we couldn't breathe and we died. And I'm hearing stories of this all across the country, and people that I know who never, ever, ever get sick have got something going on in their lungs right at the moment. And so, folks, I know Immunex T knocked it out in me because of simply what it does. You know, we've got about 2 minutes. I'm going to let Crystal River, I'm going to let you go first. What is the most important thing that people need to know about Morgellons? Or what's the most important thing that you would like to say about Morgellons?
Well, I think right now, I mean, I made a post the other day, and I'm holding to that. And that is, there's some very strange things going on in this world. And I definitely think we're looking at, it's not us doing all of this. There's some other connection going on. The planet is being changed and people's bodies are being altered.
It's almost like it's being terraformed for a new species.
Exactly. They're doing it all at once. They're terraforming
and are we
the
new
and creating
species?
A new species.
They're getting us ready to be a new species elsewhere.
A new species elsewhere. And they're going to give our planet to the aliens that land on the front lawn of the White House.
Oh no.
They're going to land over in the Vatican because the Pope's the only one that's talking about them. So I guess the Pope is the representative.
The third strand DNA aspect is about all ADD and autism children that are coming through with that becoming more and more active. They are being identified with the toxic-laced immunization so that they can keep them medicated and keep that type of energy being, you know, becoming too powerful to the powers of
being. Is there anyone who has tested for this theory of the third strand of DNA? Has that ever... I mean, I know there's lots of people that suspect it, but has it ever been found yet?
That's the kind of that's the message I'm getting about what chemtrails are to keep from activating.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that as well, but I don't know of any testing.
Interesting.
That's
hey, you two have been so interesting. You're going to have to come back because I'm sure that our audience has all sorts of questions, and we haven't even been able to. I didn't even open up the phone line because it was so extremely interesting. Tomorrow, we are going to be having a discussion about Bible prophecy. So tune in tomorrow. This is RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the MicroEffect.com radio network. We've been talking with Crystal River, who has had Morgellons and has pretty much become a Morgellons expert because she had to. Join us tomorrow.